Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
George Hamburger joining us, real estate broker with Hannah Commercial, talking about new plans before the Buffalo Preservation Board today for the old police headquarters at Franklin and Church. And anybody who's been around Buffalo for any amount of time can immediately recognize what building is standing at that corner right now. George, good morning.
Good morning, Susan.
Doug Jamal wants to convert that building into apartments, about 130 or 140 apartments. What's demand like right now for downtown living?
It's very strong. I think he's got a home run and is ready to go here because he's got great location. He's got parking covered pretty well. I think, with all the stuff around there, I can't see how it would fail. And if he keeps the pricing, reasonable for the apartments, I think it's going to be just fantastic.
George, one of the things I was wondering about with this project and also some of the apartments in the Seneca Tower, you mentioned the location. The location's great. The parking is there. But some of these apartments are going to be studio apartments. And I'm just thinking, here in Buffalo and Western New York, isn't part of the allure that you don't have to be in a studio apartment like some of the bigger cities out there, that you can afford a little bit more space? What is the appetite out there for studio apartments?
Well, I think it should be fine. What I like to see is where, anybody who works downtown or works anywhere in the Western New York area, if they want to live downtown, they can afford to do it. Because even as you say, apartments, can be pretty pricey, especially in other cities. I still occasionally am a little sticker shock, I guess, remembering what I paid for my first apartment 30 or 40 years ago. But I think people will pay for it. But my hope is that of the 1,500 people that Doug's got coming into, the former HSBC Tower, a lot of those people just can come right down the street and then stay overnight, at the police headquarters. So I think he should have a lot of people, to choose from, or they can choose him. And I think it's just a great setup.
When it comes to downtown living, there's lots of pockets of apartments or condos or whatever downtown. Is it still, though, kind of a drop in the bucket to what the goal is?
I wouldn't say a drop in the bucket. I think it's getting stronger all the time. And it looks like if you build it, they will come kind of thing, like the old movie. I think he should be fine, and I've felt for years if we can get more people downtown, that's going to be fantastic for downtown. And I think this is another step towards that goal. And I think with this building, he'll be able to house a lot of people there, and I think it should be a winner.
It's going to be fun to watch this building go through. Should it have any problems, do you think? Preservation board, planning board, things like that?
I don't think so. It's not like they're going to cover the thing in neon. Or, a curtain wall, it's, a glass, outside on the thing. So I think, by now he's got probably a pretty good relationship with all the different boards that you have to, go through their hoops. I don't anticipate any issue with that because from the outside it'll just look nicer and brighter than it's looked for the last 70 or 80 years.
When you think about all these apartments that are coming on in the city, and, we've got the near the library site, 201 Ellicott, the Bray Miller market that's going in, plus more apartments there. Is it becoming a kind of a walkable city, would you say?
Yeah, I think it is. It definitely is. Like this particular building, the police headquarters, it's, pretty clearly within walking distance of Canal Side, and also, a block away from Main Street, so people can get on the subway if they, want to take it just down, say, if they work maybe near Shays or something like that. So it's walkable. And then with the free above-ground transit system, I think it should be just perfect.
Okay, so you have a lot of things going for this area in particular. What other developments do you have your eye on in the city of Buffalo that might be popping up soon?
Well, I know that, with all the good fortune we've had with guys like Doug coming from out of town and recognizing what Buffalo has to offer, at times there can be almost a bidding war for some of these old industrial buildings that these guys love to see and love to come in and renovate into maybe some live workspace, things like that. So I think there's always a good competition. And I like to see the out-of-town guys come, and that's something through my long commercial real estate career. I used to try to get people to come to Buffalo, whether it's from Canada or any other city in America, and have them experience Buffalo. So when I bring someone to Buffalo, you know, I send them information on, say, property that I was personally working on as a listing, but I'd also put together packages on other properties that I didn't really think they'd ever have interest in, but at least they can see what other things Buffalo has to offer. So usually I'd get guys to come to Buffalo for at least a day or two so I could, you know, drive them around and show them other properties so they'll see that, you know, there's other things going on that can help their project if they do make a move, say, on a project that I'm trying to sell.
You know, George, we've seen so many of these old industrial buildings, you know, get flipped. Are there still many of them left?
There's always, you know, a few here and there, but, you know, it's been a steady stream of people, you know, renovating these buildings, and I love to see it because, you know, buildings that, you know, have seemed to me have been vacant before I was born and are still vacant. And I think now that there's good activity, and for a while there, these especially out-of-town building owners would just let the building sit there half full or whatever, and they'd try to get some tax breaks on it, and they would be no motivation for them to make a deal to sell the building. So at this point, I think there's such activity, and people still see Buffalo as a great value in terms of what they can buy here compared to what they can buy, say, in another country or another city of this country.
George, outside of the city of Buffalo, wondering if you could share any insight on Fantasy Island. The owner of the park says it's permanently closed, selling off some rides, but you know, I look at a property like that. It's so big in its footprint. You can't move everything off the property. I mean, maybe some rides, but some of the buildings and structures have to stay. I mean, should we expect something like this to be permanently closed? Would somebody else come in and operate an amusement park, or what else could possibly be done there?
Well, I think there's an awful lot of vacant land, Grand Island, that a developer who wants to build something can build on without having to lift a finger to demolish anything. Although Fantasy Island doesn't have, you know, any 10-story buildings on it, that is going to cost a fortune to demolish and get ready to build something new there. But, you know, there could be someone around the country, you know, that might have an interest in it. I recently sold a large campground up on Lake Ontario, and I had interest in that from pretty much all over the country and up in Canada. It kind of surprised me that when I listed it, this is up right on the lake, just about a mile or two from Olcott, and it was 36 acres. It had been closed for a year or two. It had been in operation for 90 years, but I was blown away when I had such interest as soon as I went online with it, as soon as I put a sign up on the property. And so, you know, I find there's people all over the place that are looking for property. So I know that from what I've been hearing the last couple of days, that people were kind of depressed that, oh, no one would ever want this property as an amusement park. I think that they could be wrong with that. I think, you know, if someone can buy the thing right and maybe put their own, you know, touches to it and clean it up, you know, I think it was what it is now. You know, just a different name out, and maybe after it's spruced up a little bit. But if someone just wants 80 acres, you know, there's a lot of other things there. Bill Aquest, Bill Huntress from Aquest, he's owned, you know, a lot of acres over on Grand Island for years. And I think now he looks like he might have something in the works, possibly with Amazon. So because there's other vacant land on Grand Island, and it has been for years, you know, I think, you know, they wouldn't necessarily jump at a chance to buy, you know, Fantasy Island just for the acreage that they can do something with.
All right. Hey, there's always hope, and it only takes one buyer. So, George, we appreciate it. Great talking with you this morning.
Love to talk to you guys. Thanks.
All right. George Hamburger with Hannah Commercial Real Estate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.